Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Good afternoon or early evening, depending on how you tell the time. Hi, everybody. I'm Bob Marone here with Matt Cahan and Jim Cleefield. He's massaging my microphone, and I am enjoying it. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shaw Creative and made possible by Anthrogy, Indian Point Energy Center, Face Lives Painting, Reverso Associates, the Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental, where
it's worth the earth, Bob.
That, of course, the world's greatest engineer, Matt Cahan. I'm Bob Merle. We're here once again in the heart of Westchester in Valhalla at the Kensico Dam Plaza for, I guess, and it's not the Kensico Dam Plaza, it's the Kensico Dam Plaza. It's actually holding back water, not as much as they have in Florida. The movie tonight, and it is a rescheduled evening this Friday, it is Sing. I have absolutely no idea what it's about. If you're listening live right now, there's still plenty of time to get here for the movie. Now, my first guest, and she just completed her show, but we kept her after class. She's an interesting woman. They say, or at least the Book of Records says that she's the world's fastest talking woman. Now, the competition for that job, it seems to me, is enormous. A fast-talking woman that doesn't shut up. But in addition to being a stand-up comedian, a talk show radio host, she gives motivational speeches. But one of them, and you can see it, she has one of those placards, it's signs that ring up that you put when you have a gig. You set up when you have a gig. And it shows her in one of my favorite places scientifically. I've never been there. Antarctica. Boy, I'm really sharp today. But without further ado, I need to say hello to her. She's just one of those great people. The minute you meet her, you like her.
Oh, thank you very much.
Fran Capo, how the hell are you?
I'm doing really good. Do I know what?
What happens to a career when you're giving motivational speeches to penguins? How far the mighty have fallen.
No. Actually, it was very funny when I got that gig because, you know, the people that know me know I love doing adventures. So a friend of mine calls up and
he goes... You like things adventurous?
Yeah, I love things
this
adventurous.
This is going to be a great interview. Then.
Okay, right away. Bob thinks he's gay. No way. Okay, so anyway, so let's just start things right off, right? No, so I get a call from my friend and he's like, what are you doing New Year's? And I'm like, why? And he goes, how would you like to go to Antarctica in 10 days? I'm like, for what? And he goes, I want you to do 2 motivational talks on a boat in Antarctica. I go, who's going to be there? And he goes, penguins. I said, well, at least they'll dress very nicely.
Not only dress nice, they don't talk back. They take care of their young.
Which is good because I talk fast. And if the penguins are talking, then I don't get to say my stuff. But it was a cruise ship, not even a cruise ship. It was a research ship with 37 millionaires on it. And they wanted me to do a talk in creativity and marketing and dare to do it. And I was like, fine, I'm there. So I went down to. Here's the thing. They said.
We know she's multi-versatile.
Yeah. They go like this. They go, all right, you're going to get down there, and then, you know, we're going to get on the. You're going to go to Ushuaia. I'm like, where's Ushuaia?
What?
And that's what I said. First of all, I couldn't even pronounce it.
I never tried that.
You know, well, it's a different. It's like yoga poses. So I went down to Ushuaia, and they, you know, take you out on the boat. And I did not realize, because it was only 10 days before, so I'm getting all my stuff ready, that you have to go over the Drake's Passage. So they kept saying to me.
What's the Drake's Passage? Where they make devil dogs? What is the...
Yes, there were a bunch of ringdings just going all along, and penguins were on
top
of it.
Tell me about Drake's Passage. Because you're talking about narrow...
The passage, but I didn't realize it was one of the roughest seas in the world. So when everybody kept saying to me, hey, listen, you know, do you sure you don't want to wear Dramamine or you don't want to... And I'm like, no. Nah, what? How hard could the water get? I'm in my room. I am short, as you can see.
I know, and you make me feel tall, yeah, and that's not hard.
Which is good. He's sitting on a telephone book. Well, actually, 3. But anyway, so I'm in my room.
I don't want to tell you what I'm sitting on. I don't like to brag. Go ahead.
In a bunk bed, and the seas are so rough.
I thought you had your big star bunk bed. Well, why
a
bunk bed?
This is a research ship, so there's no big...
How did you get to the top? A long ladder?
I was on the bottom.
You're on the bottom.
I was on the bottom.
She likes it the bottom.
Yeah. So I was on the bunk bed, and the sea is so rough that while I'm sleeping, first my head bangs.
Yeah, because they have a rail on those bunk beds.
No, not on the bottom. There's no rail on the bottom.
Yeah,
you're
gonna,
where are you going to fall through the floor?
Well, for you, that's a long distance.
That's true. Listen, yes, I'm not a, you know.
What about 4'11"?
No, I'm not that short.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, 4'12". No, I'm 5'2". Okay, but anyway, so my head's banging, then my feet are banging, and I'm cracking up because I keep seeing this apple roll to one side, then the other side, because the seas are so rough.
Yeah, that's rough.
But
I want to have you pause for a minute, because see, what happens when people do what you do, no one ever asks you about yourself. And I want to get to more of that. So I want you to prepare for your deep, dark past.
Okay, let me...
So you're on this horrible cruise. You're on the... He loves to touch my mic. What are you doing
that
later?
Wasn't me.
Oh, anyway. You're on this horrible cruise.
Well, it was fantastic for me. I thought it was great.
No, it had to be. And I just... I want to get you back to that moment where the seas are rolling.
Okay.
But now, that's a long flight. You've got to fly to the tip of South America and then got on a ship, correct?
Correct.
And how long was the cruise after you flew? Where did you go? To the edge of Peru? Where did you go?
Ushuaia is known as the end of the world. Where is it? In Argentina?
Argentina.
Argentina.
Okay. How long was the ship ride once you got there?
Once we got there, it was still another like 40 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, we had to go far because, you know, you're getting to an iceberg. And so when we were there, and then I'm like, oh, now I know why they wanted to know if I wanted that Dramamine or that patch. But I have a way of, for some reason, while I'm in a moment, I always go, you know, later on this is going to be funny. My dad taught me this, so I go, why wait till later for it to be funny?
Yeah.
Let me think of it
See
now.
See what's funny now? So you're rolling around on the boat. Now, and we're going to place you right there. You've got to work. They didn't have you go for free. Were you giving your motivational speeches on the ship or on
the,
land?
On the research ship.
And I want to get back to that in a minute. Now, how much time did you get to spend actually in the Antarctic on the land? Or ice, as the case may be.
Well, what you do is, as we were going out, I was doing, I did two talks on the way out because we were just, you know, riding to get to the glaciers and, you know, the different areas. And then I was just like one of the guests. I was going out there.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, it was, they were like, do you want a kayak? And I'm thinking, I have a pond in the back of my house. How hard can it be to kayak?
No.
Well, I got to tell you, those people had prepared for like a year that they knew they were going
on
this trip.
No, they know what they're doing.
Right? Now, me, I'm thinking, you know, I only found out about this whole thing 10 days prior. I didn't even know, like, I'm thinking that the emperor penguins are there. No, it was not the emperor penguins. You know, it was different type of penguins. There's killer whales there. What I did not know about was the seal sharks. Am I even saying that right?
Oh, they eat seals.
Yeah, but they also have a habit of tipping kayaks. And I didn't know.
What are you doing?
So they grab your feet and they'll drag you down. So now they, leopard seals, that's what they call leopard seals.
And you don't have a long way to go. They get you by the foot. You're like a bobbin.
That's it. I'm out of there. But here's the thing. So everybody else who had practiced was, you know, rowing, you know, pretty fast. I'm by myself. Most of the people were teamed to husband, wife. Well, because I like adventure. So they're right there, and all of a sudden, I see an eyeball, and I went, oh, how cute, little seal. And I went, oh, that's a leopard seal. So I start paddling really fast. And then the couple in front of me goes, what's the matter? I go, nah, I just want to go real fast. Because in my head, I'm thinking of every wildlife movie I see with the zebra in the back is one that gets killed. That's I said, I don't have to be the fastest.
No,
I just have to be
want,
faster.
Yes,
than
faster,
the boat.
And you don't want to be out and alone on your own. That voice you hear is that of Frank Capo. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the Valhalla Dam Plaza for another night out with the stars. And the movie tonight is Sing. There's still time for you to get here if you haven't gotten here yet. The movie starts what time, Matt? 8 o'clock?
Yes. Well, actually, it's starting just slightly before 8 o'clock.
About a quarter to 8?
I believe so.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And we're talking with Fran, who has, she has a very interesting career and a very interesting background. We're talking about a recent trip she made to the Antarctic on the last, actually, it was a business, a gig on the ship, giving speeches, talking to these rich folks, and now she's telling us about her experiences on the land. But now, this was a gig. Did you actually get paid to do all this?
Yes.
Which you should have.
Yes, I've gotten paid, and then I got the trip,
We're going to work our way backward, because I want people to get to know a little bit more about you, so pardon me for stepping on your lines. You give motivational speeches. We're going to have to talk about why. Let's roll back the film a bit. When did you get started in show business? Did you start at radio first? Were you a comedian first? Motivational speeches, what even gave way to that? Tell us about you. Where'd you grow up?
Okay, I grew up in Queens.
Okay, I knew you were a city girl. So you could talk like if I wanted to. How you doing?
That's more Brooklyn, but yeah.
Oh, no, well, Queen, but we were a little smarter.
Yeah.
But so I could say, well, how you doing?
How you doing?
What are you doing tonight? You want to go out?
Exactly. What are you doing?
No, because I'll beep the horn. You come down. Just don't put a stain in the car, nothing.
Yeah, no, okay. I wouldn't be doing that.
Anyway.
I don't even kiss a guy for 6 months if I know
Well, what is that? That's what you should tell your parents. But when we go out, you know,
we got to do.
My
husband learned that lesson. You know, he was like,
he waited 6 months to kiss you?
Yeah, he said, I have never waited this long.
He's the guy with arthritis in his right hand. Is that him? No, anyway, what a delightful woman. So how did you decide to get into the business?
Well, what happened was I was at Queens College, and I was studying.
That makes sense. You're from Queens. What did you study?
Accounting and philosophy, which
back up. That makes no sense.
Well, yeah, it's 1 + 1 = 2.
That's like studying hot dogs and vitamins. Yeah, why would you do that?
Because I found both interesting. And luckily, the left and the right side of my brain both, engaged.
And they clearly never fused.
No, they don't.
It's called the corpus callosum, by the way, just for people who are half dweebs.
Okay, well, I'm not half dweebs.
Your corpus callosum is very interesting.
Oh, good-looking very
woman.
Good.
She gives excellent corpus callosum. All right, continue.
Is that near Corpus Christi?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
All right, so continue, please. So you're in school.
So I'm in school. And
for the little kids.
Yeah. No, well, not so little. This is college.
Still for the little college.
It's a little tiny college. So I'm in school.
I'm in college.
And I'm an accounting and philosophy major. And for some reason, I decided that I want to change my major the last year. But I'm heading to go into the building to take... Listen, I'm very spiritual, but I'm not
You're
very
spiritual?
Religious. Yes. So
Did you have to open the door or just walk under it?
No, I floated in.
Okay, got it.
Okay. So what happens is I go to, decide like, all right, do I want to do this, accounting thing? This is not really,
I just can't see you as being
right.
an accountant.
So I said a prayer.
This is like Mother Teresa working at a casino.
I've seen her. Okay.
I'm sure you have. You would see eye to eye with her, I'm sure.
I would. And spiritually, I saw her. She knows all the cards. She hangs about above the people.
Oh, good grief. She was on the upper bunk when you went to
right,
the
exactly.
daughter.
She had to climb the ladder.
No, go ahead.
So there I am saying a prayer like, all right, I don't want to do this, but if I want to do stand-up comedy, and at that time there weren't a lot of female comics, and I was like, if I should do this, God, you need to give me a sign. Literally, I go to a car show.
He gave you a deficit, not a sign.
And he goes, this is what you're going to do. You're going to become an entertainer. There's a lot of money in that. And so he gives me a sign. I go to this car show, and there was a thing, a handwriting analysis, and it said, you are funny. Use it to make money. I'm like, that's just
stupid. What, this was handwriting analysis?
This is handwriting analysis.
Why didn't you just go to a fortune teller or look at crystals? A handwriting analysis told you to do?
Because there was a dollar machine right there, and I, go with the moment.
Short and cheap. Something has to be expansive here. Go ahead.
So I didn't believe that. And then I was like, oh, no, you need to give me a better sign. Then I'm standing online at a Great Adventures, and some guy goes, oh, I was over listening to your conversation, which first of all, I'm thinking, why are you doing that? But second, he goes, you're very funny. Why don't you perform at the comic strip? And I'm like, that's just some guy online. Third thing that happens is I say, all right, I need a physical sign. I go into my philosophy class in the front door of Queens College. It's literally locked. I have to go in the side door. And there was a sign, a physical sign on the wall that said, stand-up comedy auditions today. I looked at my watch. The auditions were in 5 minutes.
How old are you at this time?
At that time, I was 18.
So you actually, and I'm being serious with this because you and I obviously liked a kid, but so you took some of these signs, the handwriting thing. I mean, of course, you had the proclivity.
Right.
But you took the handwriting thing.
Well, that one I kind of dismissed.
No, but then when you saw the sign on the wall, it was the gods were trying to tell you something.
Well, the physical, I said, this is what I said, God, you're not giving me signs. And of course, he's going, what about those other two signs?
And what about, did they get to the sign, comedy for little people?
Well, no, but what it said was, I said, God, I need you to make it convenient. And it literally said, Queens College was 20 minutes from my house, but the sign said, stand-up comedy, winner gets to perform at Creighton Gray's, which was a place only 2 minutes from my house.
Okay, did you write a bit when you did this, or did you just stand up and do observational
humor? No, that's what I'm saying.
Humor?
That's what I'm saying, is that the audition was right then.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So you went cold.
I went cold into a broom closet with a guy with a mop.
Well, that's good because you can usually get one of those little stair things stand on, like a little pail.
And he thought I was a ventriloquist.
Yeah. No, so you did you win?
Yes, but I didn't know I won. because I never went through that door again. I always went through the front door. So the guy calls me up and he goes, I said, hey, just curiosity. I called him. I said, just out of curiosity, who won the contest? He said, you did, but you ran out so quick you didn't leave your phone number. So I said, when do I have to perform? He goes, this Friday. It was Monday. I said, how much material? He goes, 5 minutes.
All right, I want to remind people who we're talking with. We're talking with Fran Capo. She is a comedian. You figured that out already. Talk show host, motivational speaker, God knows what else. She also counsels small people. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Kensico Dam Plaza here on a beautiful Friday here in September for movie night. Night Under the Stars, and the sun is shining brightly, I'm happy to say, but it'll go down soon, and the movie Sing will begin. Now, back to my conversation with Fran Capo. It's interesting how she became a comedian, almost serendipitously, but now you got to perform. You not luck into, but by all these confluences,
right,
wind up being a comedian.
Right.
Now, how did you start performing? Do you write your bits? Are you observational? How do you do your stuff?
Well, what happened was, because I had to perform that Friday, initially I was told 5 minutes. By Thursday night, I was told I had to do a half an hour
Good
from my
God.
First time on stage. And so I started calling all my friends going, tell me the funniest thing you ever told me. Took notes, wrote it on the back of a teddy bear, brought the teddy bear up on stage.
What do you mean you brought it on the back of the teddy bear?
I brought a teddy bear up on stage because I didn't know
was
you
it
could
cute?
Just, it was a very cute okay. bear, and I hugged it all night
was
long.
Was it your size?
My size, you know, the bear would be like the size of a thumb. No, it was a gigantic little bear.
Well, a gigantic, sounds like she's talking about me, doesn't it, Matt? Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I love the way you make it about you. And so anyway, long story short, let's fast forward. I do that, I get a standing ovation the first night.
No, but did you prepare? People are wondering, how do you do this a week later? Did you just stand up and ask, was it all
ad-lib? I had the notes on the back of the bear.
Jokes
and it
with
was,
punchlines or observations?
It was more stories because at
I
that
like
point
yeah.
I didn't have, you know, set up punch, okay. you know.
Did you develop a routine after
afterwards
that?
I started developing a routine based on, like, I would tell somebody something. This is how as a stand-up I judge. Like, if something happens to me and then I'll tell my friend and she laughs and then I tell another friend and they laugh and another friend and I go, if I tell the story that way and just hone it a little bit, it works on stage. Fast forward. Each thing in my life has happened that way. I wound up working at a radio station, a WBLS-FM, only because I mentioned that I could do a Mae West. I was a comedy writer, and I said I could do a Mae West impression.
That's my kind of woman.
Yeah, is that a pistol in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
Well, I hate to brag, but let me, I got a question, because now, when our producer, okay, Shock Creative, told me that I was going to be working with you a little tonight, and I looked you up, and I heard that you were the world's fastest-talking woman, and this has been verified. Six-time world record holder. I'm looking over there. You've done 450 TV shows. Now, you know, I've been married, you know, been with women. They all could talk fast, and when I heard you were the fastest-talking women, he had to send police people to come and drag me here tonight. I mean, another fast-talking woman. How did that evolve?
Well, when I was at the radio station, when I was doing the writing for them, one day I said to him that I could do the Mae West impression, but I called the character Junice, Mae West's long-lost sister. The guy literally threw the weather and traffic copy at me. The little red tally light came on.
Sure.
So I start saying, you know, oh, today the weather and traffic is.
I like that.
And in the 30 seconds I happened to do it, a lady from the Daily News was listening. And so she said, oh, I'm doing a story on weather and traffic, people. How long have you been doing it? I wasn't going to tell her 30 seconds.
Right.
So I said, oh, I've been doing it a while. So she said, what are you planning on doing next? I didn't have a next, but I had a lady from the Daily News. So I said, I'm thinking of breaking a world record. She said, for what? I didn't have a for what. I said, I can't tell you. I'll tell you later. 6 o'clock later on, I called her up. I looked up in the Guinness book, fast talking. I said, I'm going to break it for fast talking. She puts it in the paper. The very next day, the Larry King Live people call me up and ask me to go on the show.
Isn't
that great? Break it.
Yeah. It is, you've done it. And now, do it. When I say do it, that sounds terrible. I know. I've said it in other contexts. But demonstrate that
okay.
for me. Give me
the thing that I did to break the record had to be something from Shakespeare or the Bible. But I'll do something more entertaining, which is what I do at the end of my stand-up, which is Evelyn Wood reading her kids a bedtime story.
Okay, go ahead.
So it goes like this. Okay, kids, mommy's going to read you The Three Little Pigs. Once we've taught him the three little pigs, one little pig like to sing, the second little pig like to dance, the third little pig like to sit and think. Then we give it wolf came along. Little pig, war and peace.
Matt, I want you to get the shooter, get the tarp, and drop her into the dam. That was amazing.
Thank you. God bless you. And can you imagine when I get into a fight, my husband goes, was I in a fight? I go, listen, not anymore, you're in it, it's over, you lost.
No, but I'm as Ralph Bampton would say to Ed Norton, I'm a scared. Okay. Now, I'm around the planet long enough to know that people with your energy, people with your animation, ability, there's a story behind you. There's a story to this, and we're going to find out what it is. You give motivational speeches. What is that about?
You know what it is? My mom taught me that nothing is impossible, and my dad taught me to always find the humor in life. There's a lot of things. We had our house burned down. I've been held up at gunpoint three times. Three times.
And you sure it wasn't your husband?
All right. You know, you didn't ask for details. No, okay.
Three times?
How old were you? I was pregnant.
When you were pregnant, you got held up at gunpoint?
And the guy was on my
balcony.
Both
of you were held up? He was what?
The first time I was in college, I was the supervisor at a supermarket. And the guy came in with a sawed-off shotgun, and he came up to the booth, and the manager...
Given it was you, using a sawed-off shotgun was somehow appropriate.
Yeah, sawed-off. I didn't say short shotgun. I said
but
sawed-off.
But that's a sawed-off. Yeah, same right. difference. It's not the big maroon one, the big long one.
They didn't need a big one.
Okay.
Okay, so anyway, so there I am. The manager's on the other end yelling, don't give him the money. And I'm like, you're on the other side. I'm the one standing here with the shotgun to my head. So this is what I start to think when the guy is asking me for the money. I go like this. If I give him the box of quarters, that'll weigh him down
give
when
he runs.
Give
him the freaking money.
No, so I give him the money, but I give him the box of quarters so he would run slower.
No, I get that.
So the police come. No, the police come and they go, why did he take the coins? And then I was like, I was trying to slow him down.
Okay, so that's one. Now, what about? Not were you pregnant then or not yet?
No, I wasn't pregnant.
You got held up when you were pregnant? How did that happen?
I came home. I was 8 months pregnant. I was sitting on a chair watching TV, and we were on the third floor, attached houses with the balcony.
I'm trying to imagine you sitting in a chair pregnant. You must have looked like a scoop of ice cream on a cone.
I'm just... You're trying to envision it? I have pictures. Okay,
no, so that's okay. Wide angle.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Welcome to the new movie, Beach Ball.
You know what? Somehow I think I need that sort of shotgun now. But beside that, but anyway, so there I am watching TV, and I'm on the third floor, and I feel boom. And I'm like, okay, what is that? So I open the curtain where my screen glass door window is, and I see a face staring at me from the other side of the window. I look at him, he looks at me. Now he knows I see him, so he's trying to get in.
Even though he saw you?
Yeah.
He wasn't intimidated by this round thing with eyes?
Nope. And he just literally shut. So I get on the phone, call my husband, and he's like, you know, what are you calling me for? Call the police. I call the police. They go, well, he's technically not in your house. I said, I'm pregnant. I have a gun. And they go, we'll be right there. And so then the guy jumps from the third floor balcony, runs, and then hops the fence because we lived by a park.
Him?
No, this is what happened. And I love the police. I will just say this. I do love the police, but they sent one who was not in shape. And so he could not hop the fence. And I said to him, you got to be in shape so you can chase the guy.
You and him together must have looked like something, like a box
10.
Of Danish or
no,
something. God, misshaping doughy things.
I wasn't doughy. It was a very strong stomach. But anyway, so they didn't catch the guy.
About the third time?
The third time was when I was, again, it was in college. The third time was the pregnant time. The third time was when I was the manager of a copy shop. Some guy comes in.
Food stuff, copy shops?
I had to work my way through college.
No,
I
realize that. Yeah. I did too. Yeah. I get it.
And so when I was the manager of the copy shop at the last hour, it was on Queens Boulevard, there was nobody there, just me.
People have to know who you are. Folks, that voice you hear is Fran Capo, comedian, talk show host, radio host. She can She can do all kinds of impressions. What's that in your pocket? She just finished the show, but I wanted to get to know her a little better, and I'm happy I am learning. So we were talking about the three times that she was shot at. Now, I want to get serious again, because, again, I knew there had to be a background, because, you know, Jackie Gleason once said, I was listening to, being a radio guy, I've loved radio people all my life, and this is when Larry King was the biggest name in radio at one
time.
That's
where I broke
radio.
Reckoning.
And he had Gleason on, and I've never forgotten this. He said, what made the show so funny? And he said, the humanity and the pathos of the characters. You can't have humor without pathos, without feeling. Mm-hmm. And now, going back to your motivational speeches, what is that about? If you were here, if you came, we had 50 people up on this stage.
Yeah.
And we had you. What would you be telling us to motivate us? Why would we care?
Okay, this is what I always do. I feel that you cannot tell somebody to do something unless you lived it yourself. Like, I cannot tell somebody, you could climb that mountain unless I've actually climbed, like Kilimanjaro. So I always feel I have to be able to do it to be able to inspire other people to do it. Like, I wouldn't go to a marriage counselor that had been divorced 7 times. You know what I'm saying? Like, you show me.
Well, it's like all these people today that they say they're life coaches.
Yeah.
The reason they're life coaches is they got fired from 8 jobs and can't get hired. Yeah, right. I'm a life coach.
So my thing is, you have to be able to live the life that you're doing. So what I do is I tell people the stories and then tell them how they can apply that same principle to their lives. So I tell them a funny story and I go, like, for example, let's say how I broke the world record. And I go, and the reason I'm telling you this is because if you had the attitude of just say yes and figure it out later and not be scared to live in the moment, you could accomplish things that if you sat there and thought about it and said, should I do it? Should I not do it? Should I do it? Should I not?
Well, there are times.
You don't do it. Yeah.
You know, one day when you're interviewing me, I'll tell you about my decision to come to radio. I had a day like that. I didn't speak to a soul. And then I just said, well, jump in with both feet.
That's
what you got to do.
Because if everybody's, you have to live in the moment. Mm-hmm. Because really, that's the only thing that we have.
So that's the core of your motivational speech.
The core of my speech is every single person has a special talent inside. Find out what it is and let it shine. Don't let anyone
discourage
you.
Would be illegal if I let my special.
I didn't say moonshine.
Oh, no.
Okay. So.
can't put it out in the
again,
daylight.
Boy, I'm telling you, boy, this guy's available
get the
for a birthday.
Lights.
Yeah. For children's parties.
That's cold. Continue, Fran. Again, my guest, Fran Capo. She is as good as it gets. In a little while, we're going to tell you where she's performing because you'd want to catch it. So God bless you. So you do these motivational speakers. What is the core of your career these days?
Right now, I've written 19 books.
19 books?
19 books.
Like a hamster on crack.
In 10 years.
Can you read them quick?
Well, I could, but I don't want to.
What are the books about?
Well, they're all different. How to Get Publicity Without a Publicist, The Humor Approach, How to Add Humor to Your Life and in Business, How to Get Yourself on Radio, Television, and in Print, Almost a Wise Guy, which is a true story about my daddy. He had one brother, a highly decorated police officer, and the other one that was in the mob.
Yeah, I grew up with that. How you doing?
I know. That's how I recognized you.
Jammed up.
Right. You were the guy in the basement with
you know? Did you know, though? Do you know mob speak, though? Like, let me see. This is a test for her, folks. She's going to tell us about some more of her books. What is, we're going to go easy. What's a sit down?
When the mob old people talk together.
What does it mean I'm all jammed up?
Oh, constipation.
No, I knew you were going to say that. No, it is
I
not.
I had to
that.
Do it.
No,
I had
not.
To do it.
No, it is not.
You
no,
look
no,
too
no.
serious.
No, it is not.
I had to.
Okay,
I am sorry.
It's when you have a problem, like you owe people a lot of money.
I know.
I'm all jammed up, and then. I don't want to have a jackpot. Now, what's a jackpot?
Well, okay.
See, I could get killed. I could get beat up. We don't want a jackpot, so we have a...
sit-down.
She's got it. She's been
around.
You
don't get whacked.
Yeah, but the thing is,
unless you're doing it yourself.
Yeah, no.
Anyway, go
that's
ahead.
A whole different thing.
Yeah, tell me some more books.
Okay, so...
Here's one. Look at this. This is a good one.
Hopeville, the City of Light.
Here it is. He raised her legs high into the air, his throb... No, that's not your book.
No, that's not... That was the children's book you were signing before.
No, go ahead.
This one, Hope Filled the City of Light, is the only book that was different than all the other books I wrote. And actually, this book is being used to bring police officers, pizza with the police, to bring prisoners, to give hope to prisoners. It's being donated, actually, all around the world to veterans and things like that. It was the only book that I didn't sit down and consciously write. 4 o'clock in the morning, I hear a voice. I know you're wondering, what the heck is that?
I don't doubt that you hear right. voices.
I hear a voice, and I'm like, yeah, I know you don't.
You hear the birds and such? I hear voices, Bob. Yeah, that's a shocker.
Yeah. Fran hears voices. Do they talk fast?
Fran. I sometimes could, because I want to get a lot in a short period of time. Now, there are people like you.
Thanks.
Who I admire. And I'll tell you why. You know, there's that old 80-20 rule in business. Sometimes I think that 20% of the world gives the world 80% of its energy.
Yes.
Now, did you ever feel that when you were giving these motivational speeches, or even acting as you are now, that energy is contagious? It brings other people in. It does. That in and of itself motivates people. Do you feel that?
You know what? Yes, because people say that I am the same off stage as I am
That's
on stage.
Frightening.
Good thing you're not my husband. Okay.
Yeah, I hope you have a king-size bed.
I have a king-size bed.
No, I would hope
okay,
so.
Okay, yeah, but he's a kid. You know, okay, never
no, anyway, leave him alone. Leave him alone, the poor guy. He's been through enough.
You know what? I love him very much, and he's a very good husband. We literally just got, after we've been together 19 years, this is my third husband. What a surprise.
Oh, gee,
and,
that's a shocker.
Yeah, I just said that.
The first one is still working on his ear.
We just got married in October.
No, congratulations.
Thank you. But the funny thing is, when you were talking before, I literally had him delivered to the altar in handcuffs. And I brought him there with escorted by NYPD, pretended I couldn't get him out of the cuffs because our minister holds the world record for being able to get people out of handcuffs with a bobby pin.
Okay, question about him. How well medicated is he?
You know, he lives in a home.
I don't doubt it. Now, so you have this energy. How many hours a night do you sleep?
You know, I'm told, you're supposed to get more sleep.
Because I don't get a lot of
I get like 6 to 7.
Get 6 to 7.
Yeah, I do. I force myself.
Well, I have to now. I was the type of person for years could get by in 4 hours.
Same here.
You know, I have a similar background to you.
Yeah.
And
in entertainment, you do.
No, but what people do not know, and like I mentioned to you, I took a nap. I did 4 hours on the air today.
Yeah.
And then I had to do all my show prep, and research news, follow
right.
leads.
Right, it's not you
like
just
that.
Get on the air.
And then,
a lot of research.
Then I was coming here.
Right.
I needed a nap, you know, as I get older. But the energy that, no comment, but the energy, I hate Matt sometimes, the energy that you expend when you focus, whether it's a stand-up routine or a show, is immense. And you're expending a lot of energy even here now.
Yes, but you know what? It's energy, because I get energy from expending this energy because I enjoy that people are enjoying it. So then that makes me more energetic.
It's always easy to do stuff live. A show live always has much more energy than
it does. Yes, and that's what I love, even though these kids are, you know, playing ball with the shark and the whole thing.
Yeah, wish they'd wear clothes.
Yeah.
What's coming up? How are you making the bulk of your living now?
Through motivational speaking for corporations around the world, and we're actually launching a program that we're doing for teachers based on the 44 principles of happiness through my book, Hope Fill the City of Light.
That's another one of your book. Okay.
Yes.
44 principles of happiness.
Yes.
With Matt's reading skills, that would take him a month. 44?
You're 44. Well, no, I thought you were going to say longer, but that's a compliment.
Okay. So that's how. Now, are you still doing stand-up?
I still do stand-up. I actually run comedy shows here in the Westchester area at a place called Taramina's. Our next show is October 7th, and then the next show after that is November 25th.
And you run those as well?
I book them. I run them. Sometimes I perform at them. I run the comedy show. I now have this Fran's World radio show that I'm doing. I have the 19 books, promoting the books and making them into programs so that people could just not only read the book but learn how to be able to, you know, utilize these things.
What does your husband do after he has his seizures?
He literally sits on the couch and goes, "Don't talk to me now."
No. But what does your husband do?
He runs a computer company.
Oh, so he's a geek. You're with a geek?
I'm with a geek.
Oh, my God. Imagine that. What agitation. Okay, I know we have to get rolling soon. What an extraordinary woman.
Thank you.
Now, I want you to tell us, do you have webs, how we can get the books, any CDs, because your books interest me. I'm going to be checking some of them
out
myself.
Very cool. I always carry them in the trunk of my car, too. I'm Italian. That makes sense.
Makes sense. Okay. Oh, I knew you were Italian.
Yeah, you know, so
yeah, we share Gino's.
Gino's? That's a pizza.
No, it's not.
So if you go to francapo.com, F-R-A-N-C-A-P-O, head of the mob, francapo.com, the bookstore is there. Everything's there. I always autograph my books when I send them out to people. And then there's a separate website for Hopeville, the City of Light. But if you go to Fran Capo, that links you to it. And everything that I do, all the shows I'm doing, the books, the motivational talks, if they want to hire me for... I've performed everywhere from schools for literally kindergarten kids. I change the stories down to, Fortune 500, Fortune 100 companies. Motivation and giving people hope and humor is really everything that I love in life. As long as I can motivate people and make them laugh, I am happy. And, of course, you want to get paid, too.
No, of course you got to make a living. Well, you are a gift.
Thank you.
You are a gift to show business, and I've enjoyed a wonderful break that I got a chance to just find out this little bit about you. I know I had to take you through your paces. You've had a long career and an interesting career.
Thank you.
I hope it continues. Thank you very, very much for staying around and coming
on. Thank you very much for talking
Capo,
to me.
Fran Capo, everybody. I am going to go out and shoot myself now and take the pain away. Actually, what a joy it was, and the joys of show business. This is Westchester Talk Radio. Thank you. Man, she shot me. This is Westchester Talk Radio. I'm here with Jim Cleafield and, of course, the greatest producer, engineer, pain in the world, Matt Kahan. We'll be back after these words.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Good evening, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We are live from the Kensico Dam Plaza in the heart of Valhalla, New York. Once again, we're here for Movies Under the Stars, sponsored by our friends at the County Executive's Office, of course, Westchester County. We are produced this evening by Shark Creative, made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, the Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental, where...
It's worth the earth, Bob.
Indeed it is. I'm Bob Marone. That voice you heard was the engineer, Matt Kahan, also here with Jim Cleafield, and... Folks, there's still time. If you are listening live, you can get out here. The movie tonight is Sing. Starts about roughly about 7:45, so there's still time to come in, get free parking, and watch the show. My next guest, his name is Joe Rendy, and he is with a company called Zaccanino Electric. Joe, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Joe, electric could mean a lot of things. I think you guys are in the absolute electric business. You wire homes, you fix homes. Am I on the right target?
We do. We do all types of electrical work. In the home, commercial, standby generators, you name it, we do it. No job's too small.
Okay, that's the thumbnail. But let's get into it now. How long has the company been around and where are you located?
Angelo is the owner of the company, Zaccanino.
Angelo, I figure Angelo Zaccanino should be the owner, right?
He's the owner. Roughly about 25 years he's been in business.
Yes.
Here in Westchester. Started in Portchester, now we're in Rye. And we cover all Westchester, Greenwich.
Okay, that's a big... Now, how big is the firm? How many employees do you have?
We currently have 10 employees.
That's a lot.
Yeah. We stayed busy. You know, we're always busy.
Now, what do you do there?
I'm the foreman. I wear many hats there at the company.
A company that size would wear many hats. Tell us some of the hats you wear.
I take care of all the day-to-day operations, getting the guys out, ordering material, dealing with customers.
Okay, so you're like the operations manager. You make sure the thing runs, service. Now, are you an electrician as well?
Yes. I started with Angelo out of college. I learned from him, and I've been with him 18 years.
Now, you mentioned you gave us the thumbnail before, but what's your typical call?
Our typical call is, upgrading any kind of electrical systems in the house. You know, hi-hats, hanging a fixture.
You know, it's no small thing. I broke some lamps in my house.
Okay. Yeah.
And I tried to fix them myself.
Yep.
It got ugly. No, don't laugh. No, you pop that thing out of the top.
And the whole thing comes apart.
Well, it comes apart, but I didn't know then the other thing slides out of it.
Yeah.
And then you have to screw in but I could get zapped doing that.
That's why we're out here.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah, as long as the light switches off, it's safe.
No, but still, like, it doesn't matter which wire you put it on, and then...
Well, you shouldn't really... Yes, it does. It's usually black to black, white to white.
No, I know, but these were both the same freaking color.
Well, then that's when you should...
I should call you,
get
Joseph.
Our number, call us. Yeah.
No, and then the other thing. No, this is scary.
We get it all the time.
No, so when I took the top out, it's very easy to put it on in the wrong direction, like where the switch slips in.
Yes.
Because then what happened, it wouldn't sit in that holder. So I didn't know that.
You didn't know that.
I didn't know it fit snug, so I got a hammer out. And I was trying to bang it out.
Yeah.
No, I was trying to bang it in so it was hold.
Oh. We've seen it all.
I'm glad you found an outlet.
No, I did find it. No, so I finally figured it out, but by the time I figured it out, I ruined the entire
lamp.
Another thing. These are things that, my other half will say, the light on the porch won't go on anymore, and it's not the switch. And, she thinks she's an electrician.
Yeah.
But wasn't the switch.
Yep.
Wasn't the bulb. We need help. Other thing, if we put on the air conditioner, we can't use the big standalone computer in the
hall.
I need you.
We're here.
So is that the typical
call?
Is that the typical call?
Those are the typical calls we do, yep, on a daily basis. We do anything from little calls like that to... big jobs. We currently did a big renovation at the Rye YMCA, so we're all over the county doing anything.
What are the fundamentals? You go in a house, the wiring's old. You go in a house, the wiring's old, and somebody wants to put in an air conditioner. Do you ever give tutorials, tell people to do or what not to do? You ever go out into the field?
Yeah, I go look at probably 90% of the jobs before we go send the guys out. So I'll educate the person. If it's an old house. Sometimes you have to maybe not make toast when you're making coffee.
I've learned that.
So there are some things you have to do.
Well, the microwave and toast was a big one for me. Yeah,
because usually these old houses weren't made to handle the appliances today.
Well, in our case, we had the house we thought we rewired, but some stuff still doesn't work.
Even though you upgrade the service or you do some electrical work, you still have to do some internal wiring to the house to make it, compatible to the appliances today.
Now, obviously, when you go into a house and you have to do a rewire, you have to turn the... Where's the main switch to turn off the electric?
Usually in somebody's basement or garage. It's the electrical circuit board. And just once you shut that off, it's... But I tell people all the time, don't hesitate to call us.
Oh, no, that's my point.
We'll come, we'll show you, we'll educate, we'll show you what to do, what not to do, and...
We're talking with Joe Renda. He basically does it all. He's the operations manager at Zaccanino Electric here in Westchester. We're going to get his fundamentals in a minute. And one of the reasons why I heard he was coming on, I said, this is a good thing, because I think he could tell I really need you.
Yeah.
If you could see that lamp, we can't even discuss it. Or the fact I can't get anywhere in my porch because I can't see where I'm going. Now, who is this young lady?
This is Gianna, my daughter.
Hi, Gianna. Say hello. You're obviously not.
Hi.
Hi, Gianna. Your dad's a smart man. Did you know that?
Yes.
He's also a handsome man, but he's not as pretty as you are, though.
He helps me with my homework.
He does help you with your homework? Do you have any science yet? Have you had to study electricity? If you nod, nobody can hear. Yeah. You have to say yes into the microphone.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to take a shot at this one, and I think I'll get it right. Who's your favorite man in the whole world?
My dad.
I thought, and rightly so. You know, like me, I'm dark, and my daughter came out blonde with blue eyes.
That's
too.
It.
Go figure
it.
Yeah, me too. Joe, I want to thank you for coming on. Now, what's very important, besides, please bring me back a business card.
Yes.
Because you will. I will be called. You go to New Rochelle, right?
Right.
No, but you drive here.
We do all of...
Tell us where you are, how people can get a hold of us.
You can reach us at 914-921-3244.
Second time, give it again.
914-921-3244. And we're at 81 Maple Avenue in Rye, New York.
And it's... do you have a website?
It's at zaccanino.net. It's zaccanino.net.
Well, thank you, Joe Rendy. And folks, believe me, I will be using their services, so they'll have to do well, because otherwise I'll come back on the air and say I zapped myself or destroyed another lamp. Joe Rendy, thank you very much.
No problem.
And goodbye to the beautiful young ones. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you. Okay, folks, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with another interesting guest. I do believe we'll be talking finance. This, the one, the only, Shark Creative, Westchester Talk Radio. We'll be back after these words.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Return. The sun is setting here at Kensico Dam Plaza in the heart of, Kensico Dam Plaza in the heart of Valhalla, New York. That is in Westchester, New York. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live. It is movie night. Movies Under the Stars. Tonight's special, Sing. I don't know what it's about, but it's a children's movie, and they're all here having a wonderful time sitting in the grass. You still have some time, though, if you want to come to the Kensico Dam Plaza. You can park for free, set out a beach chair and a blanket, and watch the movie. We're produced this evening by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Entergy Center, ENT Allergy Associates, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, the Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental, where...
It's worth the earth, Bob.
Indeed, I'm Bob Marone. That was Matt Kay, and we're also here with Jim Cleefield as I try and adjust my headphones. They're very, very particular here. I got that. I fixed it. I don't know what's wrong with it, but I'm trying. All right, there we go. Look at that. There's the county executive is climbing over fences. My special guest tonight, before I get into that, I was fixing a technical problem. I'm Bob Marone, here with Jim Cleefield, and also the best engineer on the planet, Matt Cain. My next guest is sort of a financial guy. More than that, he's the president of his own firm, Cal Insurance. He is Carlos Lithgow. He's the president. Yes, he is. And you're wondering, is he a distant relative of the famous actor? Yes, he is. So once again, Cal Insurance at East Coast Insurance Group. Good evening, sir.
How are you?
Doing well. What a background.
Yeah, it's a little interesting background.
And two of your friends just walked up on the stage.
They did. A big Miami Dolphin fan has walked in here, and unfortunately,
wait a minute. You mean I got to do politics? The county executive's a Dolphin fan?
Oh, look you at didn't want to tell you that.
Look at all those votes running away in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah, he's also a Buffalo Bill fan.
More votes are running away in the parking lot. Tell us about your business.
All right, great. So we do a combination of both health, life, and property casualty insurance, so ranging from personal lines of home and auto to commercial lines, businesses, autos for trucks, etc. We also do some planning for families if they have some issues with life and disability and long-term care planning, going through that right now with some family members where the costs are getting astronomical, and we're trying to devise strategies to help families down the road.
Well, you know, we were talking a little bit off air, and I am amazed at the number of businesses that are either increasing their profile, advertising more, or even coming into existence because the baby boomers are coming of age. You mentioned long-term care. Say more about that.
Yeah, well, that's what's happening is that we have a lot of families that are, you know, let's say they're in the 40s or 50s. They got their parents. They're in a situation where they're dealing with an elderly parent who needs the help either in an assisted living facility or doesn't want to leave the house, and they're torn what to do, whether their parent did not buy the long-term care policies back when, and now they're kind of stuck. A lot of the products now are changing because clients want to have a definitive answer, whether a payout, so to speak, whether it's going to pay for one's passing away or one's need while they're ill. They want to have some results. And unfortunately, a lot of the standalone plans that were sold 20, 30 years ago were not paying, or they're requiring more money for the clients to sustain them.
Well, they're even inadequate. Now, there have been changes and some good changes to the Medicaid laws, where I know there's a lot of planning now for people who may need help. There's a five-year look back, a 30-day look back.
Correct.
Do you counsel your clients on those kinds of things as well?
For sure, for sure. In fact, our family's dealing with that right now, where we're starting the planning for my mom, who is in assisted living. And the reality is, yes, there is a five-year look back, but there are strategies available that can reduce the amount of 5 years until you'd be eligible for Medicaid and the services that the government provides.
Now, you also mentioned casualty and some of the traditional insurances. What are some of the other products and advice that you offer?
A business starting off that just wants the nuts and bolts of a basic, what's called a business owner's policy, or to a very advanced company that has a lot of trucks, a lot of employees. I just insured a snowplow guy who does have some contracts with the state and the city that needs to insure both the liability, workers' comp, and the actual equipment that he has. So it can get a little intricate, but you know, we start off with some small businesses that have a one-man operation, and just the basic nuts and bolts, we can help them with that.
We're talking with Carlos Lithgow. He is the president of Cal Insurance and East Coast Insurance Group. But yes, it is his own firm. He offers all of these products and advice. They're located at 360 West Putnam Avenue. The telephone is 203, that's in Greenwich, 900-3353. That's 203-900-3353. Now, I just wanted to ask you a little bit about your name. Everybody knows John Lithgow. You're a distant relative of him.
Believe it or not, my father and his grandfather were like distant cousins. The name is Scottish by nature, and I guess a great grandfather left Scotland and went down to the Dominican Republic where my dad was from and met a woman and so on and so forth. But I have met John the actor a few times after a Broadway show.
Sure.
And he doesn't look like me, well, maybe a little forehead, longer forehead.
He's got a longer face, you know.
But he definitely has the Latino longevity there. He was honored by the Harvard Society of Latin, something like that.
You'd be surprised the people who are Latin and people don't know. The famous actor, oh God, I just got a mental block, but he's been in a million movies. And
give me a movie.
Oh God, well he just finished that long running series, The West Wing.
West Wing.
The President. Help me out. I'm getting
old. Oh my goodness.
We're both doing it. I'm older than you.
Sheen?
Yes. Charlie Sheen is actually Latino.
Martin Sheen.
Most people don't know that.
Yes.
Marty Sheen is.
Mayor.
And Charlie.
And Emilio Estevez.
That's why he kept the name. Yeah, it's interesting. I want to go back to your business for a moment before we move on. It's your own firm. You started it 7 years ago. What were you doing before that?
I was working I started off in the wealth management area of Long Island for Dreyfus, and I moved out of Miami. That's how, it's funny, I saw Rob and Andy Castellano down there.
That must have been scary. You would expect to find them in Mardi Gras, maybe, in paint and the
Well, close. We were on South Beach at, I think it was one of the watering holes there, the Clevelander, and they were getting ready for the Miami Jet game.
Yeah.
So I moved down there for a while, and I transitioned back to New York, and then I moved over in the insurance industry in the 08, 09 when the recession was challenging. And I love having my own business. I love the freedom, the flexibility, and just being in control and helping people. That's what we're all about.
Well, obviously, but that's also a lot of responsibility. You've got, running your own business. You can't slow down. You can't take a day off.
No. Well, you could. It's just a matter of the support that you have, the staff. And a lot of it now is outsourced, where you don't need the physical presence sometimes. It's more of the you know, the phone calls being forwarded to the right areas, and it's being on top of your business for sure, because in case that client needs a certificate or has an emergency, whether you're there physically or remotely, you just got to be there.
And you need a staff. You know, one of the things I've recognized about the business is it's still very paper and form intensive.
But it's changing.
It is. That's good.
A lot of it is electronic now, where you can do electronic signatures to bind policies. And I actually use a lot of back office support that's remote, and it works.
It's wonderful. And plus, the way you carry yourself, you're easy to like, by the way. You know, a lot like Matt Kay and the engineer. Everybody hates him. We sometimes have to bring him here with a guard. Now, Jim Gleefield, my co-host, it's another matter. Jim is nice, as you are. What I'd like you to do is go over your products again, your business, tell people how they get a hold of them.
Sure. Cal Insurance. We actually have two offices, one in Rybrook and Greenwich, Connecticut. 203-900-3353, a full range of personal products, life and health and disability, as well as business insurance, and then long-term care planning. Just give me a call. Our website is calics.com, www.calics.com.
Well, I want to thank you very much, and I will remind you before I send you on your way, be careful who your friends are. I think I have another one coming up. Take care.
Right,
what
a pleasure. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We're going to take a break, and we will be back with the county executive himself, a Dolphins fan. I know it's hard to believe. He likes a sea animal. We'll be back after these words.
Shark, Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too, and now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark.